Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listen to this. You have a view that men shouldn't marry men? And again, whether you agree with that or disagree with it, it should be able to be your own personal view. You get fired. You see, this is the attack on free speech in America. Well, how about this one? Or you're a teacher who's anti-Bush, so you get fired. How about that? See, it's everybody losing their free speech. This is how the Associated Press, we're going to get him on, and I got a sneaking suspicion. I don't know this yet, but I got a sneaking suspicion, because we're on a station that goes into Knoxville, WBCR. I got a sneaking suspicion, this is the three times, that he's going to be a listener. We're going to get him on. AP, opinions on end of days, Illuminati gets man fired. He was the general manager of the big cable company, and they fired him. And I think greater doors are going to open for this man. Every time I've been fired for not shutting up, I've been blessed. And please don't give me some Jobian test, Lord. I don't think I need it. The Knoxville general manager of Conology, Inc., if I pronounce that right, I don't pronounce much right, was fired after he repeatedly appeared in local media espousing his beliefs in a coming apocalypse and a shadowy, all-powerful secret organization called the Illuminati. Well, it's not even secret or shadowy now. I mean, it's just they're openly calling for world government. I mean, it's just out in the open. John Gilmore, 34, has worked for the West Point, Georgia-based cable television internet access provider for the past 5 years. In a column published Tuesday in the Knoxville News Sentinel and in subsequent interviews on local TV stations, Gilmore said the number 11 holds significance, and he went into all of it. And, of course, they just picked out one little thing he said about how the globalists are obsessed with numerology, and that got him fired, basically. And he says that it's going to be a blessing and that he's not worried about it, and then he was sure God had told him he was going to have to move on soon. That's the manager of the big cable and internet company there in Knoxville, Tennessee. You see, what are you going to do when it's so many professors, so many members of Congress, so many top economists for Reagan, Charlotte Isherby, you know, all these other people, number two Department of Education. I mean, people are defecting in droves, going public, speaking out. I mean, you can't stop us. You can't stop us all. And he's all being nice about it. If you've got business with this company and you're listening in Knoxville, you need to pull it out right now and go with whatever company is available. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. He needs to sue them for wrongful termination. This is discrimination. I guarantee you, if he took on being a yogi and started giving interviews outside of his work, which he's allowed to do about how he's a yogi, they wouldn't care if he said that he was, the second coming of the turtle or whatever, or the 14th coming of Amon-Ra, or the 12th Buddha, or the 14th Hobgoblin. There'd be no problem with that. But he starts talking about a new world order, and he's prominent. Bye-bye, baby. And it's admitted that he was doing well for the company. That wasn't the problem. It was just his views. You need to go. So that's the kind of news I got here. I'll read more of it when we get back. Also, there's just so much. There's so much. I've got this video of General correcting Rumsfeld on torture. In a surprising event, General Pace actually corrected Rumsfeld publicly over policy. Let's hope his job isn't in jeopardy. And it's off the internet from video. Sometimes video clips aren't the best audio, but it's audible. You can understand it. For some reason, sometimes when we download something, it doesn't even sound as good as it did off the internet. But you can watch it at PrisonPlanet.com, where General Pace says it's absolutely the responsibility of every U.S. service member, if they see inhumane treatment being conducted, to intervene and stop it. Rumsfeld, but I don't think you mean they have an obligation to physically stop it. It's to report it. General Pace, if they are physically present when the inhumane treatment is taking place, sir, they have an obligation to try to stop it. Rumsfeld gets very upset, scratching his head and looking all weird and pacing. Just an absolute, you want to talk about demons, that guy's got half the demons in him right now.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Press conference where the reporter brings up torture by our little Iraqi forces that are the former Baathists. In fact, I heard Rumsfeld in another interview last week on the radio say, we can't let the Saddamists have control again. We can't let his people run the country. Our government, again, the criminals that run it and have hijacked it, went over there and openly, they talked about numbers of 90%+ of the Saddam bureaucracy and regime and the Baathists, that's Saddam's party, being put into positions of control. And a lot of Iraqis that had were going along with the takeover then started freaking out and fighting back. But there isn't one Iraqi that's fighting because he doesn't like being occupied or doesn't like seeing DU being used or doesn't like his relatives being kidnapped and hauled off to be tortured and dead bodies being thrown out every day in front of people's doorsteps with electrical burns all over them and cigarette burns and teeth gouged out and organs cut out. Oh, yeah, that's mainstream news. No. All of them are al-Zaqari. They're just all him. It's all al-Qaeda. Anyone who doesn't like it is al-Qaeda. And you can be assured if they bring in foreign troops to America after some bio attack and to total takeover, they're taking your land, taking your kids, you fight back, it'll be on the news. A local Al-Qaeda man was killed today. Local Al-Qaeda struck today. Al-Qaeda, 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 Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda did it, Al-Qaeda did it, Al-Qaeda did it. It was Al-Qaeda. All right, I'm ranting. So that clip's coming up. And, of course, your calls. We're going to get to Jim and Dave and Mike and many others that are patiently holding. Hey, time just flies. We're into the third hour, 9 minutes. Well, now 10 minutes exactly into this third hour. Deadly bacteria spreading through U.S. hospitals. Again, this is the kind of thing that I'm actually worried about. Not hearing much about the bird flu now. Oh, the Chinese are saying it may have mutated where it might be person to person, but we're not hearing too much. Every year there's going to be some deadly flu that's going to kill us, but the last 5 years, the supposed flu shot that we all go out and take to be safe, I know, I don't, but you know, I'm being sarcastic, we all go out and take, they openly know before they even release it, doesn't even cover the flu of the year. But same thing this year, doesn't cover it. Doesn't cover the bird flu. Doesn't matter. You're lining up at record levels to get it. Actually, that's not true. Last year, it was the all-time lows in the last decade. But this year, they're saying it may be a record because they've upped the ante in the fear-mongering. There's something they want you to take in that shot. Meanwhile, we've got real threats like this one. Deadly bacteria spreading through U.S. hospitals. And I personally know three people this year who were doing pretty well, but went and had a minor surgery and died of staph infections, died of this super bacteria, because for 55 years they've been giving greater and greater dosages and in different combo dosages, doses of antibiotics in the bacteria. We have bred super bacteria. And they give it for basically, when you go to the doctor, they still try to give it to you, but they don't even check to see if it's viral. They just, oh, here's some antibiotics. Huh? And, of course, it screws you up. And a lethal bacteria, which surfaces in people being treated with antibiotics, oh, really, is spreading in North America and has grown resistant to drugs. You mean immune. According to two studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm sure the government will save us by putting men in black uniforms on the streets. That's the cure for everything. In fact, if it cures everything, if you have cancer, they'll just have somebody in a black uniform stand over you. That'll heal you. That's just the cure for everything. I guess you call them the Grim Reaper in a way. According to one of the studies, a new virulent and resistant strain of bacteria, Colostrum difficile, broke out in 8 U.S. hospital centers, provoked by antibiotics inside the intestines of hospital patients. The bacteria showed an ability to mutate and increases resistance to drugs, the report said. Actually eats them. It enjoys them. Moreover, the bacteria, which infects the colon, causing severe diarrhea and colitis, a severe inflammation of the intestine, has begun showing up in patients not taking antibiotics or visiting hospitals. Ah, wonderful gut-eating, flesh-eating bacteria in the lower intestine. Mmm, goody-goody gumdrop. Symptoms include watery and malodorous diarrhea and cramps. Another study of 1,703 patients, and most of this is underreported, in 12 hospitals in Quebec, Canada, demonstrated the how lethal the bacteria is. And it says just in those hospitals, in 2004, it caused the deaths, just in Quebec, that they know of 117 people in the first month after they were diagnosed. All of the victims were elderly. So this thing is got a morbidity rate of the elderly very high. Killed a lot more in one little state of Canada than the bird flu has. But and this is just one of the loving little bacteria running around enjoying themselves. Tuberculosis, again, folks, it is, you can type in record cases of tuberculosis Austin, Texas. Just type it into Google, and you'll get the city health department. You'll get state documents. You will not find it in local papers. It's just a big secret. People are dying every day. They're every day. Every day. You understand that? They already have modern sanitariums set up. We have a leprosy colony holding thousands in East Texas from our wonderfully legal alien friends. They are in the schools with drug-immune TB, and they will infect in a year an average of 45 people. Now, that's each person. They in tune, woman. But you notice you hear nothing about it. And I talk a lot about this. See, they tell you what to worry about. I saw the latest numbers last week. Do they know that Las Zetas attributed killings of police officers, state, federal, and local, in Texas so far in the last 11 months of this year is 18 in Texas? 18, number one cause of deaths for cops in Texas is one Mexican military gang. You ask the average cop that, they're afraid of you and your wife when they pull you over because they're stupid. Because the media, now I'm stupid too. I'm not, you know, we're all dumb. We got to get smart, folks. Time to get smart. Figure out the con. I have no respect for you getting conned and conned and conned. 18 dead cops. We are now over 800 dead, period, on our side and the Mexican side, just in the Texas border zone. 500 and something were on their side, 300 and something on our side. It is insane. We're talking about Iraq levels of deaths. Missile attacks, rocket attacks. Let me rephrase that. Bazooka attacks, LAWS rocket attacks, and RPG attacks there. Now, a missile has a connotation that's improper. It's not a large weapon that's being used. U.S. Embassy shut down. U.S. mission shut down. Huge cities. I said last week Laredo had 100,000. I don't know. It's 230-something thousand. I looked it up. Shut down. I mean, just people moving out, no tourism, totally dying. It was a thriving area. The cops just don't know about it. I've talked to Austin cops. They say, oh, what? I heard a little something about that. They don't have you in all your briefings warning you. They don't have you telling you about this. Your captains aren't telling you. What's their problem? Well, it wasn't on the news, and Chief Nee and the San Antonio chief and the Dallas chief didn't decide to warn you. And I guess this is kind of old news, because actually in the last few months they have issued a few warnings now, so I'm incorrect. They've issued some tertiary warnings, but it should be detailed. So what got me off on this? Oh, the whole flu thing. Let's worry about the flu, but let's not worry about flesh-eating bacteria showing up everywhere. You know, let's not stop the over-prescribing of antibiotics. You know, my dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He has a lot of friends that are medical doctors, and they all agree. I remember hearing when I was a little kid, I'm like, I'm sick. And family's like, oh, go give him antibiotics, David. Take him to the doctor. Well, I'll take him to the doctor, but I don't want him on antibiotics, because I used to get sick like once every 2-3 years. I was super healthy when all the other kids were always sick, because my dad said, you only take antibiotics if you step on a nail or if you've broken a leg and had major surgery, or, you know, if it's, you know, you got pus coming out of you, you need antibiotics. You don't just take them because you might get an infection. You take them when it's life and death. And if we'd have used them for that, they'd still be a great tool. But no, they gave them to everybody. And still, the doctors know this, but they still give them to you. And I know people who are on antibiotics all the time. They're totally unhealthy. They got rashes all over their bodies. They go in to have surgery. They die. I got friends going to have surgery. Oh, I'm going in to have hernia surgery. And you go into that dirty hospital with super bacteria that live on anything and everything, bred over millions of divisions, and you're dead. You die. And I'm not saying sometimes you don't need surgery. It's just look what they've done now. Look what they've done now. We're all in danger. You go to have a baby at the hospital. You go into the hospital to get a scope put in you to check for whatever. And you go in there, and there's flesh-eating bacteria on it. And it's over, folks. It's over for you. It's over. And I've just covered one more article. Tamiflu, useless against avian flu. We told you this months ago. We had medical doctors on. It's well known, and it causes psychotic breaks, causes people to die. Doctors who had treated 41 victims of the virus say, we place no importance on this drug. WorldNet Daily. After treating 41 victims of H5N1, the deadly form of the bird flu virus, a Vietnamese doctor has concluded Tamiflu, the drug most widely stockpiled around the world to combat a feared pandemic, is useless. Doesn't matter. You got all these shareholders, open shareholders on TV saying you better get it. See, they should all be arrested for that. Rumsfeld and others in the administration, it's just sick. Open criminal behavior. Well, you're just without God, Alex. Shut up. take a few more calls when we get back, and then I just got to get back into the news. I got audio clips, more news. There's just so much. Stay with us.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Get to everybody. And I appreciate you calling. I want to get your points out, your questions out, move to the next person so we can get to everybody because I'm a long-winded creature. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, welcome.
God bless you. I've got 10,000 Citizens Rule books out, several thousand of your tapes out, millions of copies. I'm sorry to hear you change your frequency in the evening because I had 3210 on them. But,
well, I think we're gonna try to switch back to that. I got to call WWCR. I forgot to last Friday. You know what? You haven't called in about a year. You're the founder of Domino's Pizza.
I've been working as hard as you, guy, to fight this New World Order.
Well, boy, you really have. But you haven't called in a while. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sitting right here looking at a Kroger's apple juice bottle. It says concentrate from China. And on another one, I don't know who makes it. It's Our Family is the name of the thing. And that one says concentrate from China and New Zealand. How easy would it be for them to poison us?
Well, they already are. I mean, remember in 96, the big scandal that got hushed up, where just tons of raspberries strawberries from Mexico had hepatitis C all over it because they sprayed infected human feces on it as a fertilizer, and a bunch of kids got it. And so then the answer was force all the kids to be vaccinated so we can keep feeding them stuff covered in I mean, you know, folks, you can't use that here in the U.S., but they do in Mexico.
Well, some of these judges, you know, are starting to figure out, and some of the cops, that when the Constitution gone, their retirement's gone too. Some of them are starting to figure it out, Alex.
Oh, really? What are they saying to you?
Well, we got one guy off at 95 years, facing 95 years in prison. The judge figured it out. I handed her a copy of Bogart's election brochure where he tells about he was going to reinstate the Kennedy money. And I showed her a whole thing on the Kennedy money. And the next day, when she let the guy go, she says, "Sir, it has been my great..." She said it so beautifully.
It also helps that you're prominent, you and your brother up in that area.
Oh, we stuck our necks out on this one, but we got a major guy out, and we woke up the judge.
A newspaper article about that. That was a good thing you guys did.
She was talking Constitution in the court. Can you believe that?
Well, I'm telling you, we got a chance to turn the tide. Look, we're telling the cops and the judges and all of you, choose sides. Choose.
Yeah.
Are you with us, the people, or are you with these scallywags?
We can win, we must win, and we will win, but people got to get off their dead butts.
Well, God's going to help us, and people like you are out there. You just keep it going, brother. God bless you.
I got millions of pieces out with your websites on it. That's why I hate it when you change the frequency, and I'm having trouble picking up the new ones.
You know what? I've heard that from, I'm not going to exaggerate, probably 500 phone calls. You guys are going to get what you want. We'll switch. I'll call them at the end of the show, tell them I want to go back to 3210 or something else. It's just driven me wild. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. God bless you. That's Jim. And Jim, I've got a lot of info from him. He's been in the paper a lot of times, the work he's done. That is the founder of Domino's Pizza. And now you can read about him going around and giving all his money away and helping everybody. He's talk about incredible. He's totally anti-New World Order, folks. Let's talk to Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to bring up a quick comment, and I'll let you go. November 29th, the NASDAQ closed down 6.66 points.
Well, that could be a coincidence, or it could be a globalist omen.
Yeah, just thought it was kind of odd. I know they're always into that weird numerology and giving numbers and hints and things, and it did coincide with the end of the month was the new moon, which it landed on, so I just thought it was a coincidence. Wanted to get your comment.
They're obsessed with the gods, the same old Roman gods. I mean, I heard somebody talk about this weekend on the radio, but it's true. If you read in I believe it's Revelations, but I'm not the scholar, it talks about Apotheos, and that's in the Greek, that's Apollo, and that's who they really worship, and it's all this numerology, and they make every decision they make according to numerology, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, definitely, so.
I mean, it's real, folks. I mean, and people tuning in going, wait a minute, you believe in numerology? No, I'm saying the elite do. And to boil it down even further, you know, Nancy Reagan, every decision he made, everything he did, to the minute he gave a speech was according to, you know, where the planets were, what they were doing. They believe it. We don't believe it. They're obsessed with it. You know, nowadays, to even talk about this means you believe in it, and that's not what we're saying. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all I had to say. Just wanted to get some comments on it. Love the show.
Thank you. I didn't see that. But, I mean, there's blaring stuff like on the one-year anniversary, the Chicago Mercantile Commodities Exchange closes at 911.00000, and the New York Lottery comes up 911 at the same time, and like five other things happen, too. But, I mean, that's just flaunting it in your face. They believe they draw power from that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to realityzone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Adam and others, we're going to get to your calls here in a few minutes. Let me get into some more news now. I meant to cover this Friday, and I just never got around to it, but here it is. Fossil fuel theory takes hit with NASA finding. WorldNet Daily, new study shows methane on Saturn's moon Titan not biological. NASA scientists are about to publish conclusive studies showing abundant methane of a non-biological nature is found on Saturn's giant moon Titan. Yeah, isn't Titan almost as big as the Earth? It's just huge. A finding that validates a new book's contention that oil is not a fossil fuel. And then it goes into an ad for WorldNet Daily, but the point is it isn't a contention. We know, with any of these arguments, it's both. There is most assuredly fossil coal. They've dug up whole fields of coal that have got imprints of ferns and everything else in them, animals, bugs. That does form coal. It does form shale oil. It does. But most oil they find has nothing biological in it, no record of anything biological in it. That stuff just doesn't break down. You're going to find skeletal remains of even plankton. You're going to find skeletal remains from plants and microscopic animals. It's poppycock. And the evidence is just ridiculous. And how many oil fields do they find where they found that all the oil disappears, and then all of a sudden it just gushes back up a year later. And then they test it. We've written giant articles about it, full of just hundreds of links, and we openly have the Bilderberg Group putting out reports along with the Club of Rome in the 70s and the 80s saying they're going to create a peak oil fraud. And then all these little peak oil sites go, show us the proof, show us the proof, and then won't link to the proof. You know, that's another tactic. Why, there's no proof, and then just don't show the proof. And, oh, see, they won't respond. I've actually had sites and newspapers and, you know, runs the gamut from local stuff to national stuff go, Alex Jones, you prove these claims. And then we respond, and they never publish our response. So I learned a long time ago just to not respond to them. The studies announced by NASA yesterday will be reported in December 8 issue of the scientific journal Nature. This finding confirms one of the key arguments in Black Gold Stranglehold, the myth of scarcity of politics of oil. That's true. Jerome Corsi's right about that, but he's also just a frothing pro-war guy. Nyman concludes that the methane must be replenished by geological processes on Titan, perhaps venting from a supply in the interior that could have been trapped there as the moon formed. Methane has been systematically created in the laboratory, it's been reported by top scientists, and now NASA confirms that abiotic methane is abundantly found on Titan. It's unlimited, ladies and gentlemen. The realization that hydrocarbons are produced throughout the solar system was a key insight that led Cornell University astronomer Thomas Gold to write his 98 book, The Deep Hot Biosphere, The Myth of Fossil Fuels, Gold wrote. And it just goes on. I mean, what more do we have to do? What more do we have to prove? I mean, if oil is really fossil, then you're going to find evidence of it being fossil from living creatures all throughout it. And you only find that in rare, select stratas. What does this conclusively prove? That there is both. But now, to keep the false debate going, the globalists are craftily having their minions come out and claim, oh no, there's no fossil fuel. See, creating debates where there is none. Yes, fossil fuels are renewable, but over a time frame that we just, for all intents and purposes, are not renewable. So for all intents and purposes, it is not a renewable resource. But these abiotic or non-biological forms of fuel are almost unlimited. And then you hear the story about how the climate's changing because we're using too many fossil fuels, and so we've got to stop using them or have a global tax. Well, what's a global tax going to do to save the environment? Nothing. It's just, oh, we've got global warming, so we need a global tax. Even if we believe global warming's real, what does that do? And then you realize the Earth is constantly changing. The Earth is not stagnant for 20 million years, like they say. Now, most even top, even secular scientists are saying, no, the evidence shows every few thousand it's violent. Well, so does the Egyptian, and the Grecian, and the Roman, and the Tunisian, and the African, and the Chinese, and the Japanese record. Constant tidal waves, constant tsunamis, constant earthquakes, constant collapses and mudslides, constant raising and lowering. I mean, there are whole Greek civilizations underwater, they found. There, you know, Pompeii, whole Roman cities, tens of thousands, covered in 2 minutes. They didn't run around screaming, oh, you know, fossil fuels, our cook fires did this. And they've done the mathematical calculations. A volcano, a major gas volcano or ash volcano venting. One major Mount St. Helens, which is small compared to a Krakatoa, blowing up puts out many times greater amounts of climate-changing gases and dust than all fossil fuel usage in the last 100 years. Now, that's just scientific ratios and facts. Whereas a volcano, like you see in the Hawaiian Islands, puts out a fraction of what we do because they are predominantly a slow-flowing magma island-producing type structures, non-explosive vents. I'm not a volcanologist. I just have read what the volcanologist has said and then the calculations of the gas being injected and released from these. I mean, if we really think, now let me stop there. Do you know what is really dangerous and where I'm an environmentalist and where I think there should be laws and people locked up? and that's genetic engineering. It is deadly dangerous. It is real. It could totally screw stuff up. It already is screwing things up. It could kill entire biospheres. It is damaging entire biospheres. They are just randomly cramming 4, 5, 6, 10 different animals into plants. 4, 5, 6 different plants into animals. They're doing wild open release of these engineered salmon, putting salmon in corn, bugs and everything you can imagine. And I've had the top biologists, the top scientists. I've had Nobel Prize winners on. I've had people at the top of their fields on who were pro genetic engineering until they thought they were God. They thought mapping 4% of the human genome and then claiming they had 100%. That's not true. Because it's the combinations, the randomness, it's the spiral. 96% totally unmapped. Within that 96%, there are tens of trillions of different combinations, so it's infinity, and it cannot be mapped. And yes, they can go in and change one thing, and they know it's going to change this one attribute or this one area of an animal or a plant, but it's then going to change randomly hundreds of other things. They don't know what it's going to do. Each time it's different. It's never the same in a potato or in a pig or in a whatever animal it is, in a bacteria. There's no control. Zero. And it's deadly. You hear absolutely nothing about it on the nightly news. No, you don't. When the big companies, the patent ran out on Freon, they just had a big freak out. It's killing the ozone layer and ran around and banned it. When it did absolutely nothing. Then they tell us there's too much ozone from our cars, have ozone action day, but oh no, ozone on the ground that we put out is going to go up and destroy the ozone layer. When science shows it doesn't even get up into the atmosphere, it goes, it's low-lying. It's just all, but it, again, they stampede you into accepting it, a major feudal control system. So all you environmentalists listening, why don't you get involved in exposing genetic engineering? Why don't you get involved in exposing how dangerous inorganic food is? Why don't you get involved, and I know some of you are, but just stop trying to take the farmer and rancher's land to give it to the Nature Conservancy so 10 years later, when you've forgotten about it, they can sell it for a golf course. Why don't you stop being idiots and stop calling for the UN and world government to tax us? And why don't you get involved in real situations? Is the climate changing? Yes. Now they're saying the Gulf Stream's slowing and we're going to have an ice age. And folks, that's what the real scientists have been saying for 30 years. And of course, if we have a new ice age, other areas will get hotter. The Earth changes. It's a giant spaceship. What do you think it is? What is it, 28,000 miles around this sucker? I forget. I mean, we're a gigantic planetoid circling a standard sun two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Right now, we are a giant structure, a giant lab experiment by the big boy upstairs, the big man. When the man comes to town, folks, you're all in trouble. I'm in trouble. That's all this is. We think too much of ourselves. And what you ought to worry about is changing the basic fabric of that, the balance of that. The Earth can handle getting hotter, getting colder, sea levels going up a few inches, even a few feet. What we cannot handle, what we cannot abide, is super bacteria and super viruses, and they're making them in labs, they're randomly creating them. It's a disaster. But out of sight, out of mind, they tell you not to worry about it, so you don't worry about it. They tell you what to worry about. They tell you what to get upset about. 300 CIA flights landed in Europe. Over 300 flights operated by U.S. intelligence agency CIA have landed at European airports. The UK Daily writes, while the alleged existence of CIA jails on EU territory is set to dominate a European trip by U.S. Foreign Secretary Condoleezza Rice next week. This is all a big diversion. They had the CIA section chief 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, longer than that, right after 9/11, in the Washington Post bragging, I put it in the Road to Tyranny, about how they fly people to foreign countries in Europe and the Middle East to torture them, and how they torture their kids in front of them. It was in the back when they thought they had some of their propaganda spell, the crooks talked. Now there's a debate about these former Soviet gulags, but everything's okay. Hillary's military offensive, Clinton's hawkish stance is a two-edged political sword. And it goes on about how She's a big military lady now, and she says Bush needs to do more to prosecute the war. And that Syria and Iran need to be dealt with. The same thing Kerry did. And she's wearing this mask, this fake little crazy smile, kind of like the Bush first lady does. And it just makes me sick. And then Bush has all these other people talking about what a great job he's done. Lieberman and others. Meanwhile, the Senate is set to pass the forced inoculation, total liability protection for any vaccine. And it's open pork barrel to the vaccine makers. They're already trying to force 30 plus, what is it, like 36 vaccines on kids? There's no law, but they're trying to act like there is. Now they want to come out with dozens of new ones a year and force them on us. And then there's ridiculous stories like this. Al-Qaeda number 3 killed by CIA spy plane. I mean, how many times has that happened? And there's another article about how the textbooks our government pays for, and they even admit in the article, London Telegraph, that our government pays for these textbooks about what a great leader George Bush is and how he just stays the course and he should be worshipped. I mean, any time our government's paying for textbooks that say worship the president, whether it's here or overseas, we're in trouble, folks. Oh, no, there's not propaganda. Besides, what do the propagandists think? No one's going to buy that when it's that overt. That's another problem the globalists have got. The propaganda's gotten so overt, you've really got to be, you know what? I said I'd play this clip, and if we're going to take calls, I better play it now. Fast forward that clip about a minute, because it's 5 minutes long. We won't have time to play it in this segment if we don't. The reporter asked about torture, and then they go into how, well, we don't know who all's torturing, and we got a bunch of countries there, and it's not our job to control it. And then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff corrects Rumsfeld and says, yes, sir, you do. If you're physically present, you do have an obligation to try to stop it. So did you fast forward that? Go ahead and roll it.
Inhumane behavior is obviously worrisome and harmful to them when that occurs. Iraq knows of certain knowledge that they need the support of the international community. And a good way to lose it is to make a practice of something that's inconsistent with the values of the international community. And I think they know that. Now, you know, I can't go any farther in talking about it. Obviously, the United States does not have a responsibility when a sovereign country engages in something that they disapprove of. However, we do have a responsibility to say so and to make sure that the training is proper and to work with the sovereign officials so that they understand the damage that can be done to them in the event some of these allegations prove to be true.
General Pace, what guidance do you have for your military commanders over there as to what to do if they, like when General Horst found this Interior Ministry jail?
It is absolutely the responsibility of every U.S. service member, if they see inhumane treatment being conducted, to intervene to stop it. As an example of how to do it, if you don't see it happening but you're told about it, is exactly what happened a couple of weeks ago. There's a report from an Iraqi to a U.S. commander that there was possibility of inhumane treatment in a particular facility. That U.S. commander got together with his Iraqi counterparts. They went together to the facility, found what they found, reported it to the Iraqi government, and the Iraqi government has taken ownership of that problem and is investigating it. So they did exactly what they should have done.
I don't think you mean they have an obligation to physically stop it. It's to report it.
If they are physically present when inhumane treatment is taking place, or they have an obligation to try to stop.
Mm-hmm. Let me follow up. To what extent do you think these allegations of abuses by the Iraqi security forces, particularly some of the complaints and allegations from Sunni Iraqis that are largely...
Again, I'm sorry about the quality of that. Rumsfeld kept hitting the microphone, bumping into it while he did it. And the footage comes from a pool camera that was just mic'd for the room, but again, that doesn't really matter. Kind of a tertiary issue. But now the general himself is trying to whitewash the whole thing. Oh, it's other groups doing it. It's rogue groups. It's other foreign armies there. Oh, it's mercenaries. Oh, it's everybody but our own government, which is running the whole operation, with the former torture master Negroponte, who went and set it all up, now the head of domestic intelligence like Heinrich Himmler here in the United States. But at least on record, the general, like, well, if we're there, you know, that's like a cop saying, well, I have no responsibility to investigate murder and death and killing, but if I happen to be in the room while the serial killer is torturing a woman to death, well, then I do. And Rumsfeld's like, well, no, you really don't. And the general's like, well, yes, we really do. So, but if you go read the White House papers on this, what they told the military to do 3 years ago, it's we're above the law, we can torture whoever we want, we can do whatever we want, and then it's admitted the Taliban and others would just go round up goat herders who've never even left their village, go sell them for $25,000 apiece to the mercs who'd come sell them for even more to our government, and they'd just take little goat herders. This is admitted. The CIA section chief who was over in Afghanistan went public with this. Because, again, they're not all pure evil, folks. And said, yeah, we would actually pay for totally innocent people, families, and go torture the daylights out of them. I mean, that's the fact. This is sick, folks. I don't want that on my soul. These neocons get on the radio and go, ah, so what if some are innocent? Just torture. I like it. I like torture. Torture's good.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning rain. I want to try to jam three final calls in here, but I can just give you each about 45 seconds. Mike and Steve and Adam, sorry to all the others, just don't have time. And I've got to cover this final news article, so we got to move quickly here. Basically, it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge Report, Jerusalem Post, sensationalized story about nuclear Iran. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, was asked by some of the British papers, hey, can they get a nuclear weapon? And he said, well, if they had a fuel, you know, a whole fuel cell and had it all loaded up, yeah, they or any other country would be months away from possibly having a nuclear weapon. And then that was taken out of context and turned into they're months away from a nuclear weapon when he said, no, we don't have evidence they are developing that. We've inspected them. So it just shows the deception of these people. It's just absolutely amazing. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. I'll just say this. My new film, The Order of Death, comboed with Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD for one low price. New film is out. Makes a great Christmas present. A lot of new books and videos. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch them online or order hard copies of them right now. And your purchase makes this broadcast possible. That's all I'm going to say. They're great films. You need to have them. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Alex, listen, I wish I had more time, but I got to tell you this real quick. Local news here in Chicago, CLTV, it's a cable news channel, reported on the bottom, they have the little, the news flashes.
The crawl.
Right. That this American Legion Hall in Yorkville, Illinois, has closed its doors to the Minutemen. This morning I called the commander of the Minutemen. He would refuse to talk to me, so the bartender talked to me. And my computer's down, Alex, but it's AuroraBeaconNews.com, and she admitted that he said that the Minutemen are anti-American. And he's an American Legion post, and he's an ex-Marine vet. And I said to her, I'm an ex-Air Force vet. And I said, how could he be patriotic? Do you realize what the Minutemen are doing and what George Bush isn't doing to our borders?
No. Listen, open borders, gun control, world government, all of this is conservative. We're bad. You haven't figured that out yet?
Dan, but I can't believe an American Legion Hall is going to close the doors to Minutemen. And I said, if something two men said when they were in his legion drinking. I said, well, if two Marines were drunk and tore up the place, would you close the Legion Hall to Marines? It doesn't make sense, Alex.
Well, I guarantee you, and I appreciate your call, Mike. I'm sorry we're out of time here. I'll try to dig it up, or somebody send it to me and we'll post it. I mean, I guarantee you they'll go tattle on their neighbor if they smell marijuana. But how dare you sit on the border and call the police when you see illegal aliens? You see, it's the government. Bush says they're bad. And then his border plan is to get rid of the border. They love it. Oh, good. See, they don't care about this country, some of these scum. Steve in wherever you're calling from. Steve, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Welcome, sir.
Today I went to the P.O. Box. I ordered the stuff from you, the Infowars.com stuff. It was open at the P.O. Box. I got nothing in there. I mean, they inspected it.
Oh, so they stole it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I told the post office what happened.
They sent you a torn up package?
A package opened. Somebody had a razor blade to decorn it, take all the stuff out. One thing in there was just the receipt.
Okay, well, it's simple. You send this back that, and you'll get some free stuff for your trouble on top of your order. And we'll have to send it to you UPS, sir. That's what we mainly use. We do have problems. Okay. USPS. And we will go with that and make them pay for it. And, yeah, we have them do that. They like to steal our material quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
It's not a free country, sir. These people are like Nazis or communists.
I know, I had the same problem with the American Free Press, too, I had.
No, I know. You have a criminal in your area, sir. Thank you for the call. I apologize to Adam. We're out of time. Here it is, folks. It says it all. God bless you. On MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.